Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 11 of the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3, the podcast where we talk about a new game every week. My name is Logan Myrie, and as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host and sound engineer, Eric, Dylan, and Cole Sprouse. Krause.
Eric, Dylan, how are you doing? Cole Sprouse. Is that just because the names rhyme?
Yeah.
That's kind of lame. You hyped this one up way too much.
It's funny. Here's the thing. Here's why it's funny. Because I've been making these thumbnails where I just Photoshop things over your face.
Yeah.
So this one, I take both Dylan and Cole Sprouse's head. I Photoshop them on your face like a two-headed monster.
Oh, you know, there are people with two heads. You shouldn't really call it monsters.
Okay. You know, you're right.
Conjoined twins and all.
If you have two heads and you're listening, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. I'm sure you're a beautiful and nice person. But if Dylan and Cole Sprouse were on the same body, monster.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's not a good combo.
Yeah, although I'm pretty disappointed with this name.
Well, I'll let you make this decision. Am I taking the, you know, like, the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody Dylan and Cole Sprouse, or like the modern, like, emo Sprouses?
I don't keep up with the Sprouses.
You haven't seen Riverdale?
No, I don't watch that. I think only the one's emo is Cody Sprouse is the emo one.
That's not his name in real life. It's Dylan and Cole.
Oh, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Cole. Yeah, I don't know. The other one's like a hipster and he like owns a bar or something like
that.
He
was on Slow-Mo Guys. It was really weird. Awkward episode.
Yes. All right. I'll make an executive decision later. Anyway, I thought it was funny. All right, Eric. I can't have gold
mediocre
every week.
Yeah. Step it up.
Actually, I feel like I can't have gold most weeks. Sometimes I'm digging and once in a while I'll hit gold. But
yeah,
most of the time it's just dirt.
I mean, you haven't been able to top Macy yet, so.
Listen, that was a collaborative. The chicken salad was a collaborative process.
Yeah, sure it was. I'm sure it was mostly Macy.
Yeah, you're right.
As most your group projects are.
That's not true, Eric. I do work. Anyways, today we have a brand new guest, Beth Vierkant. Beth, can you tell the listeners, our totally real listeners, about yourself a little bit?
Hey, that's me. I'm Beth. I'm here because I play too much Sims, and I am very tired because I don't sleep anymore.
I feel like I'm the only one in this room who does sleep.
Yeah, whose idea was it to do this at 9:30 in the morning?
Beth's.
Well, what the hell?
It's not my fault. I have to wake up at 7 a.m. every day in order to get to my 8 a.m. class because of my stupid science.
She said, if I have to get up early, so do you idiots.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I went to bed last night at 3 a.m., and I'm like, fuck, I have to get up at 9.
I was really worried because you were a little late, and so I kept texting you because I was like, god damn it, he's still asleep.
Well, you texted me, what, at like 9:45?
Yeah, 15 minutes after we were supposed
to
record.
Yeah, I got here at 9:50. Pretty good, I'd say. Only 20 minutes late.
Eric, I'm just going to start telling you the show starts like
30 minutes. I was low-key hoping you did. You were like, it was like actually at 10, and you just told me 9:30?
No. I didn't. I should have, though.
You should have. If you just tell me a half hour before, I'll probably be here earlier on time.
I have no life, so it doesn't particularly matter to me.
Well, that's good, because that's what we're here to talk about.
Right.
We do have a great show planned, but first, the most vital part of the show, the most entertaining part of the show, the most important part of the show, the hot take corner. Beth, you've come with a hot take. It's a weird one.
I sure have, and I'm really, really sorry about it. So all this started because my friends and I decided Monday night that we wanted to watch Naruto for some godforsaken reason. And my good friend and I decided that the story of Naruto is all about the power of gay sex. And just stay with me for a moment. Just
okay, explain.
Just
yeah,
expound. Give it a shot. So the story of Naruto is that this is this kid. I know neither of you have seen the show, right? So you have no idea what it's even about.
He does a bunch of hand movements. I've seen that gif.
There's the infamous Naruto running.
Yeah.
And he runs. Naruto running.
Yeah, the Naruto running. They do that a lot. They jump through trees. It's really cool.
Listen, if you're listening and you like Naruto, it's fine. You can just keep liking whatever you like.
Another good
hot take. I thought people liked Naruto.
Before,
I don't think that's a hot
just before, take. Before we get going, real quick, I have a friend. He's a very sporty boy. He plays football at the D2 level. His name's Ryan. Maybe if he makes it to the NFL, I'll out him. That'd be hilarious. He loves Naruto. That's like his, like, it's like his, like,
when he plays football, does he throw his arms back behind him?
That seems pretty impractical, so I'm going to guess not.
When we were little, my brother used to run around like that when he was in middle school because he liked Naruto so much.
I wasn't a fan of Naruto, nor did I know what it was when I was young. But Sonic also ran like that. So I was always really confused why people were running around like Sonic. Yeah.
They just also
at that time,
so
that terrible Sonic cartoon was out. So that's why I always thought people were running like that. Little did I know it was because they were weeaboos.
Have you seen all the weird, like, there's, like, a lot of weird Sonic Twitter accounts and stuff that just, like, shitpost?
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're really
good.
Funny.
Yeah, they're awesome.
All right. Now back to Naruto and gay sex.
Oh. Of course. Naruto and gay sex, my two favorite topics. Well, Naruto is all about this kid who he's very determined to become the Hokage, quote-unquote, which is, like, I guess the president of their village.
He's got aspirations.
In order to put it in simpler terms. Yeah, he sure does. But he sucks. He's terrible. He's the worst. He's a horrible ninja. And he spends his entire time training super hard and screaming at everybody that he's going to be better than them one day. And there are a couple of prodigies in the show, and if you know them, they are Neji and Gaara and Sasuke, who are just better at Naruto than everything. And Naruto can't stand this. And my friend and I were talking. We were wondering how Naruto was able to beat Neji and Gaara and able to beat these prodigies when he just kind of fucking sucks. So we decided that when Neji and Gaara were fighting Naruto, they realized that since this man was so determined, nobody has ever been this domineering with them before. That he was the only guy who could ever top them. And then they fell in love. And from there, Naruto was able to rise to the top and eventually become Hokage because he keeps just...
There's so many double entendres in that sentence.
I know, which makes it all the better.
Okay.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, that's a very interesting
hot take. Because it's very plausible because what the fuck is out of it?
Yeah.
What the fuck is out of it?
I mean, I watched it for years,
got
and even
all
I don't know.
Context.
What is the so? Got so does he become the president of the small town? Like, there's like fucking 47 seasons of the show. Is it take him that long to become the president?
Yeah, I mean, the show starts when he's like a
so
baby,
how many
like when he's 10
is he, like,
years old.
To get to the top.
Again, like Logan said, there's like 50 seasons. I have no idea. I've never watched the show all the way through. I don't have time for that.
No one's got that much time for gay porn.
No.
Listen, Eric, there's plenty of time for that, and you should stop shaming people.
I'm not shaming.
First, you came in a previous episode. You were saying that weebs. You were saying all sorts of bad things, and now
I wasn't again. Saying that many bad things. Just saying that you should reproduce.
He's going back on his word as long as it means gay porn.
All right, I just want to. This is a weird hot take. It's a very weird hot take. It seems plausible,
it's
I guess.
Fucking hilarious.
It kind of makes sense. If he really is that bad of a ninja,
yeah,
it kind
I
of
mean,
makes
gotta
sense.
Gotta fuck your way to the top sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's... I don't...
It's all consensual.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Is it?
I mean, Neji and Gaara are, like, in love with Naruto. There's a scene where Neji's dying and he's laying down and he's just thinking all the times that Naruto is screaming at him. And I'm like, how is that not gay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two dudes fantasizing about each other.
I'm kind of interested in the show now.
Definition.
just for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I always thought it was about, I don't know, other anime things, like whatever. What is up? So you need to explain this to me. What is up with the hand movements? They're doing these weird handshakes with themselves.
These hand movements?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Where he does the, you know, you've seen the GIF.
I sure haven't seen the GIF, but I sure watched the show. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just kind of ridiculous. They have these things called chakras, which is like built off of some old culture. You're asking the wrong person.
That's like chakras are like a real thing that people believe in, I think.
Mm-hmm. And they use these hand gestures to like channel the chakra in different ways to do different powers. Like, it's just different symbols can, I guess, create different moves. I'm not a Naruto expert. So don't take my word for it.
Okay. But you have dissected the meaning of the show.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Some, the subtext within the show. So you really are a Naruto expert.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Naruto expert in the terms of the gay content. I'm not in the an expert in the terms of how the show actually functions.
Okay. I'm a little nervous that this is like the most. I feel like someone's gonna kill me for this.
Hey, love whoever you are, love. Oh, no, we don't really care.
No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's, I mean, that's. I feel like this makes Naruto a.
I mean,
a pro
honestly probably makes it a better show.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Shitty little ninja boy.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why I'm watching it right now because I. Yeah. It's fun to analyze.
Okay. It makes me want to watch it. Yeah. I don't want to watch it when I just thought it was about ninja boys doing hand symbols that they make magic.
Yeah. No, I'm curious now. I feel like this would be an interesting lens to view this show from.
Be much more entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Going back on the fact, too, that I know nothing about chakras, just a little bit ago, I was hanging out with a friend of mine. He kept trying to explain chakras to me, and the entire time, I just kept looking at him going, like, in Naruto?
From what I know about chakras, and this is only exclusive to Avatar The Last Airbender, they have something to do with walls in your soul. So not much. I don't know much about chakras.
I don't either.
What's that? What's the book where the dude builds the wall around the guy? The count something, you
count
know,
chocolate.
No. Like in Dream Data, we were talking about where the dude builds the wall around the other guy.
Dude builds the wall around the other guy.
Count de Monte Cristo or whatever.
I don't know.
Anyways,
remember.
We talked about before.
This in Dream Daddy?
Yeah, I was trying to make a joke. The joke is that the chakras are the Count Monte Cristo. Your soul. Anyways.
Oh, okay. If you're gonna make a joke, you better know all the content.
Well,
of the
I
joke
thought
before
that
you
would
it.
Go. I thought that you would go with it.
No.
You're a bad bit partner.
Sorry, I can't write off something I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways, we should probably get to the topic of the show. I mean, we went probably. On a 10-minute tangent, but...
If you thought that was bad, I feel like we're going to get into more about making people do shit.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this episode is going
to
get probably...
I'll probably mark this one explicit, to be honest.
Is that a thing you could do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I go through a crisis every time I put up an episode, because I'm like... Was this episode explicit? What did I say in this episode that could be considered explicit?
Yeah, I feel like we haven't gotten too crazy. Yeah. This one for sure, though. Anyways, Beth, you've brought a game.
I sure have.
Metaphorically, to talk about. What is it?
It is The Sims. All versions.
All versions.
Yeah,
all The Sims.
Same game. Just get better.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I want you to pitch The Sims to me. What's the game about? I know what the game is about, but, like, pitch it to me.
Oh, boy. You know, for somebody who's played it for so long, it's kind of hard to explain in just simple terms, considering that you can do so many different things with it. The Sims is an open world game where you can create the world and do whatever you want, whether it is become a serial killer or just do normal things.
So you can go, this is kind of a dumb question, because I've only ever played The Sims for, like, literally 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of always thought that you were constrained to your house. Is that's not true?
That's not true. I mean, I don't know about Sims 1. The only Sims 1 game I ever had was on the Game Boy Advance, but in Sims 2, 3, and 4, they have open world where you can travel from your house. There's neighborhoods, you can go shopping and shit like that.
Have you been a serial killer?
Oh, yeah. There's for The Sims 4 there is a serial killer mod, and I downloaded it, and I went through and I murdered the entire goth family. If you guys know anything about The Sims, they're an iconic family in it.
No.
Except for their child, and I adopted him and I raised him to be a serial killer.
Oh my god. So are the police involved in this? Are they doing investigations and stuff, or can you just do it?
You can just do it.
Wow.
You can just, I mean, you need a mod to do it, but...
People have been given too much power in this game.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the thrill of being a serial killer is the fear of getting caught.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. I'm
that's
like, oh,
why.
It'd be
so
really
that's
interesting.
Gone. You're just kind of an asshole. You're just killing these people for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, I deleted the mod because I got sick of it, but...
Yeah.
My
sick of killing people. Just boring now.
Oh, yeah. My sim got so excited that she murdered some people that she actually laughed herself to death, and I'm not joking.
Oh, shit.
So I had to resurrect her.
So what do you do most in The Sims? Do you build, like, do you create your person and play out your person, or do you spend more time, like, building your apartment and shit?
I actually do pretty much everything. There's a lot of people who just like to create Sims or like to build. I create Sims, I like to build, I create families, and I like to create their legacy, basically have them move on, you know. Have kids, have those kids grow up, and yada, 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 give them all good lives and stuff like that. I basically play in story terms because I'm a storyteller. It's like, I always describe it as playing dolls for adults.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I have an interesting thing I found. I was doing some Sims research before the show because I like to know the things about, you know, the games we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The dude who made the game, well, who was like the visionary for the game, Will Wright, he's a pretty popular dude in the industry. He was also responsible for Spores. And
another great game.
Yeah, yeah. Really, that's another very hilarious game.
Mm-hmm.
And then SimCity, which predated Sims, which I didn't realize. Anyways, his whole idea for The Sims was after his house burnt down and he had to like basically rebuild his life. He was like, oh, this would be a cool game.
Just doing mundane normal life things. Good game.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess he had to, you know, I mean, he had his house burnt down, all of his possessions are gone or whatever, and he has to like rebuild his life. He goes, oh, that'd be kind of an interesting thing to do in a game, I guess.
Little
I don't know.
Did he know that it would turn into people playing God?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, I feel like maybe he made a mistake.
Oh, no. No. I spent my entire life on The Sims. What would I do without it? Cry?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Now you can just have your Sims cry for you.
Yeah, exactly. There's mods for that.
So when did you start playing this game and like kind of how did you come about it? Because you said you don't really play games or anything like that. No. So kind of how did you get into The Sims?
Well, when I was little, I used to do everything my older brother did, and he had a Game Boy Advance, so I wanted a Game Boy Advance. And my mother bought it for me, and she took me to GameStop, and she let me pick out some used games, and I just saw something that was called Sims 2 Pets, and I was like, I like pets, so I bought it. And I played it, and I thought it was really, really cool, and I bought some more Sims games. I have one called Sims Bustin' Out, and I did some research, and I found out that it was a PC game. And I really, really, really wanted it, but my parents told me no, and I waited my entire life. You know, it felt like that when I was really little. And then I got to, like, 7th grade. I was, like, 12 or some shit. I mean, everything happens when you're 12, it feels like. It's default age. And I bought my own computer, and I bought The Sims 2, and my life has been downhill ever since.
Wow, so you really, like, grinded to get this.
I did. I wanted it super bad.
Interesting.
I also played The Sims 2 Pets
mm-hmm.
as my first entry to The Sims.
Oh, really?
For also one Game Boy Advance.
Oh, hell yeah.
I never beat the game, though, because I always got... At the time when I played it, I think Sims 3 was out, or one of the PC ones,
mm-hmm.
and my sister was always playing the PC one. And in the PC one, you could build houses and shit.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to do. I didn't give a shit about playing the people. I just wanted to build houses. But you couldn't do that in Sims 2 Pets,
mm-hmm.
and it was infuriating to me. Because I thought maybe at some point in the game, you'd unlock being able to build your own house. And so there's like, I just remember in that game, there's like this mini game where you could mow this dude's lawn to make money.
Yep.
And I'd spend hours just mowing this fucker's lawn to get money to unlock further and further and further into the game, hoping I could just build my house soon. But then I got like the best apartment you could have. I'm like, I don't think you could build in this game.
No.
You were bamboozled by,
yeah.
by the...
But I was fucking loaded based off just mowing this dude's lawn.
Oh my god. I would always do the painting. I would make my Sim stand in the park painting all day and just selling them constantly until they would pass out.
I also never got pets in that game. Like, too much responsibility.
Oh, you didn't get any pets in Sims 2 Pets?
No. It was like, too much responsibility. I gotta go mow this guy's lawn.
You are a weird kid.
That's an understatement.
My only experience with Sims was one time I spent the night at my cousin's house, and she had a PS2 with one of the Sims games. I'm going to guess it was Sims 2. That sounds right, right? I don't know. Whatever game was on the PS2. Maybe Sims 3. Who knows?
I have no idea.
Anyways, and I just played it like a little bit before I went to bed. I like built a family, and I built a whole bunch of gingers because that's, you know, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted people that looked like me.
You wanted to be with your people.
Yeah, I wanted to be with my people. And then I had to, like, build my house. And I was like, oh, this is cool. But here I was pissed off because I didn't have, like, unlimited funds. It was like, oh, you only have this much money to build your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to build an extravagant house, but my family could really only afford a shack.
Yeah.
Motherload.
Yeah, so I was upset. And that's, like, basically my only experience with Sims. I would like to go on a tangent real quick, though, because it's funny, because you're talking about going into GameStop and, like, getting a Game Boy Advance and getting these games. That's very similar to my first experience getting games. My brother had a PS2. He always played Grand Theft Auto, and I always wanted to play with him. My mom was like, you probably shouldn't be playing Grand Theft Auto. You're very young. You're, like, 5 years old. And I was like, no. So I'd play it, and I'd, like, kill a bunch of people, old ladies and stuff. And then my mom was like, you know, maybe we should get your own game. So she brought me to GameStop. I got a purple Game Boy Color, and she said, okay, pick out some games. And so I got Tetris, and I got Pokemon Yellow, and then I played Pokemon Yellow, but I didn't know how to save, so I just kept restarting the game.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was all right.
I could listen to Presser Oak every single time.
Yep. I'd get a different Pokemon every time. I'd go through that little forest thing. I'd get to fucking Brock. I'd beat him, and then I'd probably just be done. I did that. I did that like 25 times because I didn't know.
That's the game.
I was like 5 years old. I didn't know what a save
this
was.
This game's huge.
I used to make my brother, when I had the Pokemon games, I had Pokemon Yellow too as one of my first ones, and like Pokemon Crystal, I would make my brother go in and do all the fighting for me so I could just run around and keep capturing Pokemon.
You should play Pokemon Let's Go. That's all you do with that game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't have money.
That's true, yeah. Anyway, so back to The Sims.
Oh, yeah.
So you've kind of continued the Sims legacy, mm-hmm. and now there are like a lot of Sims games. They're
up to
four.
Many.
They're up to four and a bunch of spinoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's your favorite and, like, why?
See, that's a little bit hard for me. I have to say right now Sims 4 is my favorite, which is kind of controversial, but, you know, I do what I want.
Why is that controversial?
Yeah, what?
People hate The Sims 4. They think it's horrible.
Wait, what's different about it?
Well, the thing is, the world is a bit more closed. There's a loading screen between each neighborhood you go between, if that makes sense. In The Sims 3, you could basically just run around. There'd be no loading screens in between. For The Sims 4, you have to click travel and click somewhere else to go, which I don't really care about. So I guess that's why it doesn't really matter to me.
That's the controversy? Loading screens?
Yeah. Also, people didn't like that there was a lack of content in the original base game, but I just buy all the expansion packs anyways, so. Okay.
What are you playing on? Are you playing on your Mac?
No, I play on some crappy old laptop that I have. It was the one I actually bought to play The Sims in the first place.
Wow, and it's still, and it runs fine?
No. It's terrible, but I don't have money to replace it.
Why don't you play it on your Mac?
Because I had a bunch of files on my old Mac and now they're gone.
But you have a new Mac.
Yeah, but I don't have my old files back, so I have no interest in re-downloading it on there. Yeah, I don't want to start anew.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That sounds like a slog. I feel like it's like all probably choppy frame rates and stuff. But
yeah, it's not that bad.
Okay, so I don't want to say that people who play The Sims are like sort of messed up, but from what I've seen on the internet, it's concerning me. I'm a little concerned, and I want to know what's the most fucked up thing you've made your Sims do.
Oh, the most fucked up thing? Well, when I was about, this was when I first had The Sims 2, okay, so I was like 12, I decided to create something called the Master Gene, and this was on Sims 2, and I don't know why I did this, it's fucked. I basically decided that I was going to create, as I said, a Master Gene, where all my Sims would look the same, no matter how much they reproduce.
Oh.
Yeah, and I would go through and I would murder each Sim in a different way that didn't look the way that I wanted, because then they wouldn't carry the Master Gene.
Oh my god. Did it work?
Yeah, it did. Oh, it was a whole debacle. I eventually created the perfect Sim. It's the perfect Sims to create a bunch of children who all looked the same.
Okay.
It was kind of ridiculous. I mean, obviously.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I kind of feel like we should maybe stop and I should maybe leave.
That's fair. I mean, again, I was 12. I was an edgy kid.
Wow. Don't piss edgy 12-year-old Beth off.
No.
Because she will murder you.
I'll drown you in concrete. I'll hit you with a meteor. I'll kill you with locusts.
It's funny that we were going to talk about The Sims, because I was on Twitter and I've screenshotted a tweet that I found that mm-hmm. I thought was really funny because we were going to talk about this. This girl, it's at Moo Shizzle. That's her name. If you want to go look at this tweet. She said, bro, I'm pissed. My Sims sink was leaking and shit, so I called the plumber to repair it, and the plumber came over, fucked her, charged her $126, and didn't even fix my sink.
Wow.
And I just want to hear your guys' right reactions plumber? To that.
She's sure it was a plumber, right?
I guess.
Doesn't sound like a plumber.
Is this the kind of stuff that's happening in this game?
I mean, I guess I in The Sims 4 right now, my Sims are living in an apartment and they have a landlord, and every time something's broken, we call the landlord over and he does what we want, but then he like goes around and he eats all of our food and uses our bathroom and sleeps in our bed. And it's terrible.
Landlord stuff.
Yeah.
So my sister and my cousin played this game a lot. And like Beth, they were horrible people in this game.
Oh, no.
And so when a person would come over, they'd often trap him in the house if he didn't leave soon enough. So they're like, if you're not going to leave, you're going to stay here forever. And so they basically would build a wall around him eventually with no doors or anything.
They would count to Monte Cristo him or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. And so he'd either like just starve to death or whatever. He'd die eventually. And then they'd bury his body out back or something. Or just kind of forget about him and leave him in that trapped room that no one could enter or leave.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I wanted to kill one of my Sims recently for story-wise. It wasn't for demented reasons this time. But, you know.
So you say story-wise. You're trying. Can you run me through, like, you're trying to make a little story in their life? Or how does this work?
Yeah, well, I really like to tell stories, and I like to write a lot, and The Sims is just a fun way to visually create stories for me these days. So, and this story, the Sim was going to die, but there was no way for me to, like, kill her in a manner that was humane, so I just put her in a pool and put walls around it and waited 2 days until she drowned.
Oh.
Okay.
2 days, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
she really lasted in that pool. Yeah. She's got really good breath-holding ability, apparently.
Breath-holding abilities, yeah. I mean, I guess so.
Your Sim might have been a fish.
She was an alien, actually.
Well, okay. Oh, wait, what?
Is this a mod?
No, it comes in an expansion pack. One of my Sims went up to space, and he decided he was going to marry an alien up there, and then he took her back down to Earth, and he married her.
Okay. Run me through, what are some of the other expansions kind of stuff? What other crazy expansion stuff is there?
Oh my God, there's so many. They're trying to rake so much money. There's lots and lots of DLCs. My favorite so far is Seasons, where it adds rain and snow to the game so your Sims can be cold just like you. It's a good time. I mean, I don't really know how to run through it. There's like supernatural expansions where you can have vampires and like witches and stuff. There's the aliens in that came with Get to Work in Sims 4. I think it came in an expansion pack in Sims 2 and 3 as well, but I have no idea. So many.
Are you using cheats while you play?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm trying right now in my current game to not use cheats, because when I played The Sims 2, I would have the max motives cheat on copy and paste.
Yeah.
So like every 3 minutes I would do Control Shift C, which is what you do to bring up the cheat bar, and then Control V and enter.
Yeah.
Just constantly, so I'd never have to take care of my Sims.
Yeah, see, if you would ask my sister or cousin to ask, like, any cheat for The Sims that's available, they could recite it from memory. Because, like, that's just how they play it all the time.
It's kind of crazy that I feel like cheats aren't really a thing anymore. Like, because, I don't know, I remember playing, like, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and I would know all that. You'd be, like, left, right, back, forward, up, down, whatever. And, like, I just knew all these cheats.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? There's no way. That's not a thing anymore.
Oh, it's still a thing in The Sims.
Yeah. All right. I guess The Sims lives in kind of a little vacuum, apparently.
It does.
So, wait, Logan, did you say earlier if you've played? You haven't played, right?
No. Well, I said I played for like 10 minutes and I made a bunch of gingers, and then I got pissed
off
that I couldn't build a mansion and I stopped.
Did you play Sim City at all?
No.
Because that's where I played a lot, was Sim City 4 specifically.
Building.
Because we had to play it for our world cultures class in high school. And so my sister had that class before me because she's older. And when she had it, she was like, we got to get this game. It's fun as fuck. And so I got it and played a ton of it, making like these massive utopia societies. Much like Beth, I'd kill people if they didn't follow the rules.
This doesn't sound like a utopia.
It's a dystopia. What? Same thing.
It was a utopia for you, and that's what matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. And then, but I remember I would always use cheats or whatever. And then once I got to this world culture class, you had to make a successful city. That was the whole point of playing the game, is to learn how a city structure system works and make it successful. But I knew all the cheats for this game. So I just did whatever I wanted. But whenever my teacher would come by and look at it, I would always be in the green because I would just spam the money cheat to be just always have like an insane amount of money.
Oh my God.
And so it was perfect.
Your high school sounds way cooler than mine. Because that is definitely not, as far as I know, no one in Nacita High School was playing any video games. Well, they were on their iPads or whatever.
That was the only class where I got to play a video game for class.
But that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was
fun. That sounds cool. I'd like to do that. But no, that's not a thing we did.
Did you guys ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon 2?
Oh, yeah.
I did play a little bit of Roller Coaster Tycoon.
All the tycoons are so fun.
Oh, they are. I just remembered that because, speaking of drowning people from earlier, So you know how people would eventually leave the park after they got there?
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I, when we would play video games a lot when I was a kid. Don't know what happened. We would put the do not enter signs in front of the entrance so people wouldn't leave. And if they did try to leave, we'd pick them up and we'd drop them in the water till they died, and we would create tombstones for them and put them around as warnings.
Oh.
They weren't allowed to leave the park.
I wonder if anyone's done any like psychological studies
on people that play these games.
Not because, Beth, you're a very nice person. I don't think that you would harm anyone in your life. But in these games, it seems like you're doing some very shady things.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious.
I'm 12 years old too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and in my defense, I was 12. You know how 12-year-olds are.
I feel like that's not helping.
That's fair.
Maybe more proving maybe psychotic tendencies.
Or like, I don't know. I'm just curious because I feel like in games, I've always been kind of like, even just a baby in game. Like, if someone in a game is like, I don't know, I just don't really go around like murdering people. Or even in, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, a game about like being a shithead. And like, I don't know, even there, I'm like, I feel like I'm a pretty nice dude.
Yeah. I saw on Reddit, though, for Roller Coaster Tycoon, they made a path to the roller coaster. It was literally the entrance and then the roller coaster and then like concessions and bathrooms and in a circle. And then once their park like flooded with people, they just removed the way to get out. But they kept making money because people would go on the roller coaster, they go get concessions, they go to the bathroom, go on the roller coaster, and they just kept looping. And so their park was a success because could leave and they just kept spending money.
I mean, whatever works.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Zoo Tycoon?
Oh, yeah. I played more Zoo Tycoon than the Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I think I had Zoo Tycoon on my 3DS or like a DS or something, and I remember not being
I'd always get like a really successful park going, and then I had the expansion with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Something would always happen where the T-Rex would get out
and
just start killing everyone.
So it was just Jurassic Park the game.
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
Because you could drive in the Jeep, too, and, like, you could take control of it and, like, drive around your park in the Jeep.
That's fantastic.
And so, yeah. And then I think you could also, like, go and trank the dinosaurs. If, like, they broke out, you'd have to go in the Jeep, and then you'd have to trank them to knock them out. And I just remembered, I would always put in, like, hopes that, like, they'd fight and be able to kill the dinosaurs. I'd always put, like, the more ferocious animals by the dinosaurs. So, in case they got out, there would be at least a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
But they always ended up going and killing my penguins for some reason.
I would always, create a really successful zoo, just like you did, and then I would pause the game and delete all the fences of the exhibits and let them roam wild and watch all the people run around screaming.
Yeah, I just wouldn't get boring.
Yeah. Gotta find some way to entertain yourself.
I've achieved perfection, now I need to ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are much more creative than I am. I feel like if I played these games, I'd be like, yeah, look at my zoo. It's making all this money. I should probably retire. Or, like, I think I have, like, a good 401k setup.
Well, the thing is, back then, I didn't have nearly as much money as I do now. I don't still have not enough money, but I can afford more games now. So when I get to done with a game, I could buy a new game. Then I couldn't do that. So it'd be like, okay, now I have to come up with a new thing to do in this game.
Okay. So
tried to move past the psychotic tendencies.
Seem a little horrified.
I'm just like, I guess I've never played a game like that.
You're just not a true monster, Logan.
It's fun. You should give it a try.
I would like to play. I wonder, are the Sims games on consoles? Like, can I play? I can't play The Sims 4 on like PS4 or anything, can I?
I don't think so.
This is my beef, is that I don't want to play a fucking PC game. What do I look like?
Why? PC Master Race.
Shut up, Eric. Eric, you told me a story the other day. And I'm going to relay that story.
Uh-oh, this is dangerous because I don't remember what I said.
You said, I bought Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had to give it back. I had to get a refund because it wouldn't run on my $500 graphics card.
No, it wouldn't run on my $500 processor.
Yeah, Eric, you want to know how much a PS4 costs?
$400.
Like $300 now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. God.
And you know what will run on it? Assassin's Creed Odyssey, okay?
It's just because Ubisoft's fucking weird and you need an AVX on your processor now to play their games.
What is that?
It's something that does something with the code to give you extra line of security while playing the game.
Is that something you can just put onto your...
No, I need to buy a new processor.
So you have to buy a brand new processor.
Yeah.
This is why...
I only have an i5, though, so I might as well upgrade anyway.
I don't understand any of this.
No, it's okay. Neither do I. It's fine. I feel like...
Yeah, well, I might as well... Because I think the i7 has the AVX in it, so I might as well upgrade. The i7's only, like, $600 or, like, $700.
I'm going to say there are just a few things that I know absolutely nothing about. Anime and computers.
That's... Oh, well, good thing we talked about both of this
episode. Yep, and we've talked about both of them in this episode on my podcast. I'm taking this back.
Okay.
Okay, back...
Thinking it's your podcast.
Yeah, that's true. You really do. I mean, you know, I host the podcast. I think you're utterly replaceable. You know what I mean?
That we're utterly talking about replaceable.
No, I'm
all right, we'll see how this goes.
I'm just kidding. We're
I have all the passwords to where our stuff posts.
Oh,
I have the Twitter password. You know?
Okay.
I would just like to say we're recording on your laptop, with your microphones, on
my
your soundboard.
I edit it. It goes on my website. I post it on iTunes, Spotify, and podcast services around the globe.
I guess Logan's the one who's disposable then.
Yeah, we actually did talk about that. One day, we're going to hit it big, and then we're going to get into a dispute over something, and then Eric's probably just going to replace me, and then someone's going to pretend to be me.
It'd be great. Dan Reichert, if you want his job, call me.
Anyways... What else do you have to say about The Sims? So I feel like we haven't really delved into this game. I still don't quite understand how this works. Is there, like, if you wanted to play it in a traditional way, not kill people and stuff, is there a way to, like, win The Sims?
Not really. The thing with The Sims is that it doesn't really have many objectives. Like, it has them, but they're optional.
Okay.
Which is what I've always really liked about The Sims, because I am... as we were talking about earlier, super, super competitive, and I get very, very mad. So I like that I can't win because then I don't get upset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You just live out your life or your Sims' life, and they do what you want. Eventually they die, and it's like, all right, I guess we're done now.
Has there ever been a Sims that you were, like, particularly bummed to see die?
Oh, yeah, always. Because as I mentioned, like, now that I'm a regular person and don't kill all of my Sims, I have them live out normal lives and it's just sad to see them go because I raised them from infancy and it's like, oh, that's my child, oh well, goodbye.
How many generations of a family have you had?
Generations? I think my longest one was about 6, which I'm pretty sure was my Sims 2 master gene trait from earlier. Yeah.
That story, I think, is going to haunt me a little bit.
That's fair.
If they're going to live on, they might as well be perfection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That file is long, long gone now, though. It's just tragic, honestly.
Yeah.
So are you building, as your Sims going, are you building, like, more extravagant houses and stuff for them? I don't know. I'm kind of curious about that. Like, the building aspect. The
building aspect?
Can you build your neighbor's houses? Are you just building your house?
You can build whatever you want in The Sims. There's whatever building you can go to, you can build. And I mean, in all versions, I suppose, because I'm thinking in terms of Sims 4 since I play that the most recently. But if there's, like, a nightclub somewhere and you don't like it, you can delete it and go in there and build a bar or something instead. And your Sims can go there and they can get drunk. Well, they can't get drunk, but I downloaded a mod to get drunk.
I'm surprised you need a mod for that.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of a weird one. I feel like,
although the game is rated E, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think so. They
or is it T now?
Yeah,
I think
it's
T. It might have used to be E.
Because there's sex in it.
Oh yeah.
From what I'm hearing, this game should be
woohoo.
It's woohoo.
X-rated or something.
Oh no.
Only for.
It's not that bad. You don't see the woohoo.
Okay. I bet there's mods to.
Oh no, there is.
There's mods.
There is a mod. I've heard of it, and it's terrible. I don't remember what it's called.
It's terrible as it looks bad, or is it terrible as you literally play a porn game now?
I mean, I haven't seen anything from it, so I don't know whether or not it looks good or bad, but it basically turns your game into a porn.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
I feel like someone has a Patreon for this.
Oh, probably.
Probably.
I feel like I've heard about this before.
Yeah.
Come to my private Sims lobby or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is there multiplayer? Can you play with other people in your Sims world?
God, no, I wish.
That would be cool.
There used to be this, like, online Sims multiplayer, but people hated it and it got shut down.
Huh.
I wonder why they hate it.
I have no idea. I think it was a bit before my time.
In a game where you play God, it's probably not great to have other gods.
Yeah.
That's...
Mm-hmm. You just get ancient Greece, pretty much.
Yeah, and all those guys were
all those
beefing.
Gods were fucking the humans.
Have you
gets a mess.
Have you guys ever heard the conspiracy theory that we're all just in life simulators, like in The Sims?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I ever think about.
It makes me laugh, and it's also seems pretty plausible, I guess. Because I saw something, and it was, I don't know, it seemed kind of ridiculous, but they did like a mathematical study, and they were like, is the study was like, how likely is it that there is a god? And somehow they ended up at, it is the most likely that we are in a simulation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how freaking ridiculous is it if we're in a simulation talking about a simulation that we were playing?
Well, that's like
a good simulation.
That's the ultimate game of Sims. Think about it. There's a lot of people. Like, probably way more people than The Sims could handle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think EA servers could handle.
Yeah, I don't think EA servers could handle 7 billion people.
Yeah.
No.
So this god person, I mean, as far as I can tell, hasn't killed, like, a lot of us, which is cool. Like, I don't know, but people do die in very suspicious ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like it sort of makes sense, you know what I mean? Dear Sims person, please don't kill me, and please give me, just let me find, like, an exorbitant amount of money.
Let me live, enter in that motherlode cheat, let me have all that money.
Admin cheat us in some money.
Oh, yeah. Let me live my best life.
And then sometimes things happen and you're like, I think the game glitched, right? Like when
yeah.
when Elon Musk started dating Grimes, I was like, nah, this isn't right. This something is afoot here.
Yeah.
Something is wrong.
Or when Ryan Reynolds got cast to voice Detective Pikachu, I was like, I think the game you haven't seen the trailer?
No.
Okay.
I've only seen the pictures.
Okay, right after the but did you know it was Ryan Reynolds?
No, I didn't. That's why I am shocked.
Right after this podcast, go watch it. And the scary thing is that it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks
that's
really
the scary
good.
Thing.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you'd be like, oh, man, did Pikachu talking? Like, what? But it's Ryan Reynolds, and you're like, this is kind of sick,
I still
actually.
Think it should have been Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that was the rumor for a while that it was going to be Danny DeVito.
It would have been so much better.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it's a very Ryan Reynolds role to do.
Yeah.
But how many, like, it's just kind of weird that he can be like, I am Deadpool, and I am Pikachu.
Also a children's icon.
Yeah, also a children's icon.
Yeah.
I wonder, is that like a PG movie? I think someone said it was going to be PG-13.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it is. Oh, yeah, because I remember people being like, he has one fuck usable in
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ryan Reynolds gets one fuck in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Let Pikachu say fuck.
Oh, man.
Just crush people's children's dreams.
Oh, my God. No, that would just make my childhood. That wouldn't ruin it.
Yeah, I guess people that are actually going to see this movie aren't going to be little children. It's going to be all pretty much people
well,
our
that's,
age.
Well, that's the crazy thing is that I feel like if the movie was going to happen, it would be a baby-ass baby movie. But they're, like, doing it.
Yeah.
They're going for it.
I don't know. My favorite thing is all the people saying Lion King is not for children, the live-action one.
wait, say that again?
That people saying the new live-action Lion King is not for children.
Okay, yeah. That was our generation really does that. I remember Incredibles 2 was like that. They're like, if we see any kids there, we're fucking beating them up.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ. Get over it.
I was talking to somebody, and they were wondering what they're even going to do with the live-action Lion King. Like, is it just going to be all animal noises? Or
it's
the song
still just
going to
be another animated Lion King.
Yeah. It's just, but it's more exciting, I feel like. Well, the original Lion King, awesome. I love it so much. But they have Donald Glover. They have Beyonce. They have John Oliver.
Seth Rogen.
This is the most amazing cast I think a movie's ever had.
James Earl Jones still voicing Mufasa.
Yeah, like, this is fantastic.
Oh my goodness. See, I don't get the hype over it because it, like Eric said, it's just Lion King animated again.
I just want to hear Donald Glover sing Lion King songs.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If
the
we get a Donald Glover Childish Gambino album from this, I'm fine with that.
That can you imagine? What if they redid a bunch of the music to make it like more his aesthetic or something.
That'd be awesome.
Oh man,
This Is America starts yeah. the thing.
a little boy can dream, you know what I mean.
Speaking of the live action Disney movies too, have you guys heard that for the live action Mulan they're not even gonna have any of the songs?
Really?
Yeah,
no, that's garbage.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I would like to say Jimmy Wong, who I'm a big fan of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
No.
He's going to be in the new Mulan, which I think is cool. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I like him too.
We're on like a very long tangent, but I'm going down it. I don't care. Have you seen Video Game High School?
No.
I have seen a little bit of it.
He's in that show. Oh, and that okay. show is super campy, but I
Sounds
love it.
Like it'd be.
I love it so much. It's so weird and stupid and funny, and it's... You should watch it. I think it's on Netflix, which is weird because it was like a web series, but it's really, I think it's very, very worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very weird show. And like that, it's kind of weird because a lot of it's like live action, like they're playing Call of Duty, but they're all like dressed up like in like military things. And like there's all these like weird effects. Like if they get shot, it's like all pixely and stuff. I don't know. It's cool. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Mm-hmm. It's a good fun time. Because you know who Freddie Wong is? He's a big
yeah,
guy.
Know
That's
Freddie Wong.
Freddie Wong. Jamie Wong's Freddie Wong's brother.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know who Jamie Wong is.
You said you didn't.
No, Beth said she didn't.
I don't know anything.
Listen better.
Whatever. I think that is the cue to end the show. Everyone, this has been the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3. Thank you so much for listening. Beth, thanks for coming on. You're mm-hmm. welcome back anytime to talk about any other like serial killer things you're doing in games.
Gay Naruto sex?
Yeah, anytime you want to come back on and talk about that, that's fine anyways. So everyone tune in next week when Ellen comes on the show to talk about how much she loves Fortnite. Anyways,
Ellen's coming, holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm happy about that one.
Anyways, we love you. Unless you suck, then we don't, and you should probably work on that. Have a good one.